How can some of y'all even look at yourselves?
How can some of y'all even look at yourselves?
How can some of y'all even look at yourselves?
Look at you, dude. Look at you.
I don't look at myself in the mirror because I'm a narcissist. I simply like to watch myself exist. I'm in a fog and mist.
Sage Francis, never rock Satan's checkmarks. Joe Beats, never rock Satan's checkmarks. Nonprofits.
It seems VC posted and posted and posted and posted a whole lot of stuff regarding Heather Wade's lies and deception, apparently, regarding Art Bell's death. She says that Art Bell committed suicide. But of course, VC, whatever Heather says, VC has to jump on it and disagree with. Now, he makes no good case that Art Bell didn't commit suicide. I'm not saying Art Bell committed suicide. I'm not saying Art Bell didn't commit suicide. What I am saying, you will understand by the end of this segment, because I'm going to go over what VC laid out, and I'm going to give VC speech therapy right here and right now, because he can't seem to pronounce a simple word in the English language, that being narcissism. Yes, the dumb American calls it narcissism. What a fucking idiot. Let me play this shit for you. Listen to this.
I'm going to be as concise as I possibly can on an ongoing saga that's been running for a year and a half with someone who is so mentally disturbed, mentally ill, as someone who fabricates so many falsehoods that they've actually become a pathological liar, in my opinion. It's well beyond just narcissism regarding Heather Wade. So, this is why Heather Wade is a pathological liar, and she is being a sociopath by going out publicly saying on a 4-hour show that Art Bell committed suicide, and she is telling the truth, and she uses this coroner's report as proof of this. This only proves what a liar and how mentally ill she really is.
There you have it. Now, I just want to get on VC's case here and play devil's advocate. I'm not saying that I have an opinion this way or that way right now. What I am saying is that VC seems to think that he can suss out exactly what was going through Art Bell's fucking mind. This is reminding me of, like, when people start speculating what Tupac would have done or said.
But you know what the fuck I think is just pathetic and gay? When niggas speculate what the fuck Pac would say. You don't know shit about a dead man's perspective, and talking shit to get your neck bone disconnected, disrespected. Niggas don't show no love. Why you trying to be hardcore, you fucking homo thug? And don't be sensitive and angry at the shit that I wrote, cause if you can take a fucking dick, you can take a joke.
Start making tracks featuring Tupac Shakur or Biggie Smalls after they died, and pretending they were down with them when in actuality they maybe never even so much as dapped them up, said hi to them over a phone. It's the same thing. VC, you don't come with any decent evidence one way or the other about whether or not Art Bell committed suicide. All you do is oppose anything Heather Wade does because you hate Heather Wade because she's not Art Bell. Now, I know Heather has been quite a bitch to MV in the past. I recall when he had an automobile accident and she phoned him screaming about some petty shit. I can't recall exactly what she said, but she is a self-centered lady, it seems. Something you don't seem to understand, though, VC, is you throw around a whole lot of diagnoses. Sociopathy, narcissism. But the thing you don't realize is that you're not a doctor, you fucking dickhole. You're not a psychiatrist. You even admit that. So why do you preface everything with sociopathy and narcissism?
Narcissism.
In your words. When you're not a doctor. Another thing that you do, VC, that I don't seem to understand is somebody as fascinating as Stella was on the last Gabcast admits that he has bipolar. And what do? You jump on it straight away. Does it make you feel better to abuse people with mental illness? Perhaps you're not all that sound upstairs, VC. Let's listen a little more to what this fucker says.
She can't even distinguish the coroner's report properly. There's no proof of suicide at all. It's the opposite. And then she comes out, in addition to that, saying that there was a note from Art Bell that she saw one day after she had been informed that he died. The day after he died, she was somehow shown a suicide note. By whom? Who would show her a suicide note? Erin has just lost her husband. Her two children are devastated, especially Asia, who would comprehend it all.
How does the coroner's report that proves exactly what she said is true, something that proves Heather is a liar? Please, somebody explain that to me. VC, you know what, buddy? I think you need cognitive behavioral therapy. I really used to think you were Zaza, but you're fucking... Jesus, bro, you really... You're thicker than two bricks. Let's continue on and see what he has to say.
She isn't going to take time to talk to Heather Wade about an Art Bell suicide 24 hours later after her husband just died.
Here's the thing, VC. You don't know whether Heather saw a fucking suicide note or not. The problem with you, VC, is you don't know what you don't know. A suicide note that you didn't see is something you're gonna opine on? Come on, man, come on. What does your input have to do with whether or not Art Bell committed suicide? How can you try and sit there with your fucking pet bird in the background and jingling its bells in its cage? I've always thought birds in cages was cruel, but anyway. And no, I'm not a vegan, so just relax. But just because you don't like Heather Wade and you think she goes about things in a way that you don't approve of, doesn't mean that you can dismiss out of hand everything she says or does. And I'm so sick and tired of people saying that I white knight for Heather just because I offer a different perspective. You know what the problem is with what VC is expressing? Is that that's the cool opinion to have on Belgap when it doesn't have any proof to back it up.
She's going
to
be devastated over the loss of her husband. There is no suicide note she would have to show Heather Wade. And then who else would it be?
How do you know whether or not there was a fucking note, you cunt face? Really? How do you know, VC? You don't know. You don't know, I don't know. Neither of us know. You're just some guy opining. That's all you're doing.
Heather would suggest that it was Karen that would show her such a note, when we know for a fact that Karen and Heather Wade are like oil and water.
Have you ever considered that perhaps the suicide note was left at the scene of the death and it wasn't touched yet because the police hadn't come around and it was an active crime scene? Not crime, yeah, well, it is a crime scene, I guess, if suicide's being bandied about. Ever thought of that, perhaps?
Neither one of them likes the other. Neither one of them wants to have anything to do with the other person. Karen warned Art Bell about Heather Wade, that she was trouble, that she couldn't do her job, that she was somebody he should get out of his life, really. That was her advice. What makes anyone think in their right mind that 24 hours after Art dies, her good friend of many, many years, she's going to take the time to somehow show Heather Wade a suicide note that Art Bell had left her or Aaron and let Heather Wade in on this? That's an impossibility. This is another fabricated lie. There's just no way that Karen or Aaron would ever show Heather Wade a suicide note from Art Bell.
Yeah, because Karen Jackson is fucking trustworthy compared to Heather Wade. Yeah, please. VC, you're so full of it, man. You're a fucking piece of shit. I can't stand you. I don't understand why you've always been so mean to me. That's the only reason I give it back. You want to know some stuff about me? Wait, you ask me questions. Let me see what you ask me. You ask me questions that you wanted me to address. In Azure's world, the thread, the podcast thread on Bellgap. Would love to hear a podcast about your computer art background. Okay. I don't want to discuss the Heather Wade stuff anymore because there's nothing more to say, but let me just say this. Computer art. There's nothing about my art that is computerized. I draw on paper. Yeah, I draw on paper with like India ink, brushes, technical pens, pencils. Pencil it out first. What were your initial interests? Comics, computer art programs, gaming graphics, freelancing for, underground subversive. You're gifted, but why hide your talented background and be so mysterious? You already outed yourself as a gender bender killer, publish your teenage selfies. So what's to hide now? I guess he meant published. Can't write. Can't speak, can't write. My initial interests had nothing to do with computer art programs. And I am not a gamer, and I've never gamed. People that are gamers are usually involuntarily celibate, just like yourself, BC. Freelancing for? Well, underground subversive. I don't even know what you're asking me there. I mean, I'm gifted, but why do you always have to kick me in the teeth after paying me a compliment? And nothing about me has been mysterious, has it? You say you know everything about me. You try and dox me. And I haven't threatened you violently. I've just spoken about what exactly it is that goes through my mind when I think about the way you conduct yourself. Publish your teenage selfies. You've got an issue with what I look like now. What's to hide? Yeah, you're sniffing around up my ass because you've got nothing else to discuss, VC. When am I going on End of Days? Well, I answered that. I said I don't want to ask Michael Deacon because he'll say that I begged him to appear in his show. That's the line that Deacon runs with. He says that people are always hitting him up to be on his show. And I don't really want to ask somebody to be on their show. The only thing I like doing is the Gabcast. Because, and I won't be doing lots of that, but I probably will do it again. It's just that I like the Gabcast because End of Days has, I don't know, it's not really my cup of tea. The Gabcast's more my thing. When will I co-host with Metro? I don't think that's going to happen. Suggestion, quit CC Heater by reading someone else's text ideas. Too scripted and boring. Well, it's a good thing you're not the target audience, VC. I'm sorry to hear that you find that me reading things that I find interesting, scripted and boring. But, you know, not about to change for you. Dynamo Hum and Metron and K-Dub all had very kind words to say to me after yesterday's episode where I was expressing the voices again, the suicide stuff, and Dynamo Hum really did encourage me and called me a remarkable person, which touched my heart. Let's just listen to a few more clips of what VC had to say, and I'll comment on them as we go.
And yet this is our story. Somebody showed it to her. Well, she doesn't name whoever showed it to her in a four-hour show where she's going to detail all this information. Why doesn't she tell us who showed her the suicide note and the circumstances, how it was even possible for her to see such a thing more than 24 hours after he died?
Again, how do you know that? You weren't there. Heather was close to Erin up until Art died. Erin might not have liked her exactly, but I'm sure she got along with Heather just because, you know, because that was Art's buddy. Yes, the truth came out and she said that that Heather was making things worse and all this kind of crap, but really and truly, none of us know what happened because we weren't there. So although I sound like I'm arguing for the other side, all I'm saying is we don't know because we weren't there. Next clip, let's see. VC, I have never encountered anybody so nosy as yourself. Dude, your nose must be permanently brown from shoving it up people's asses. You sniff around and sniff around and look for any morsel of personal information you can get from anybody just so that you got some stuff to post on Belgab or some stuff to talk about. And your voice, you sound like Richard Grover with a peg on his nose. A clothes peg.
And then she never even tells us what was in the note. What kind of note it was. What it said. No such detail is ever given. And why? I'll tell you why. Because in my firm belief, this is another pathological lie she has created to justify her self-obsessed loss of Art Bell leaving her. And it can't be anything other than that, because she's not comprehending the relationship that Art had with his own family.
In your belief, in your firm belief, you are the one who's using your opinion and your beliefs to determine what happened in a situation you weren't a part of. How can you not see that? And why the fuck would somebody tell everybody what was in a suicide note if they did come across it? The woman was hurting. Art was actually someone who really did take a liking to her. So she obviously was upset when he died. Yes, she's got funny ways of showing her affection for things and stuff like that, and she doesn't have a lot of insight, and she probably does have some challenges because of some of the things she went through. A lot of women who get involved in stuff like stripping and the kind of work she was doing over the phone do wind up with psychological challenges. Because, unfortunately, in this world, society puts pressure on women because the only value that a woman can bring to anything, society tells her constantly as she grows up from a little girl into a woman, is if you are not physically attractive, pretty, and guys don't like you, you're worthless. And I think that is probably something that has affected many women, including Heather Wade. So, because she has the issues she does and you don't like her, it doesn't mean that it's warranted, the abuse that you dish out. Yes, you can go on and talk about how she is a public figure and everything like that. But still, yet and still, you're a meanie, you're nasty, and a lot of the stuff that you're talking about, you don't know shit about. And you're talking about firm beliefs. Beliefs. Not facts, beliefs. So keep that in mind, VC, when you try and expose other people who you say are mentally ill, when you are not a doctor.
And he was retired from this radio business, except maybe to mentor Heather from time to time about the show. I don't have any problem believing that he would talk to her on the phone on a regular basis or whatever, but he would also be communicating with Keith Rowland and other people involved in the situation, knowing that Heather Wade was not making a great success out of the radio program.
Why is it that Heather Wade is not allowed to mourn somebody that was a mentor to her and a father figure and a whole lot of other things, a friend? Why is it that you won't allow her to mourn? Why is it that you have anger at her? Art was the bigger asshole. Let's face it, as much as you don't like Heather Wade, Art Bell treated her poorly. He treated a lot of people poorly. By putting her in the situation he did, he took advantage of her. And and he tried to palm off his show on her. I think that you've poured far too much time into something which you only hold strong opinions about. You don't have any facts for. If you can provide facts, provide them. But just sitting and opining for a solid half hour about your own beliefs about a suicide note and a suicide that didn't happen and things that you were never there to experience, I think you've come up very short with nothing more than opinions. And all of the things that you accuse other people of are often the things that you do yourself. So, this other thing about talking about Heather being self-obsessed. Radio is something that people do based around themselves and their own identity, or the persona that they project as a talk host. Now, it's true that Heather is very self-centered from some of the things that MV has told us before. But you've given me shit about talking about myself on my show as a race world when no one's holding a gun to your head. The thing that I have to say is, of course Azaray's world is going to be about Azaray and what Azaray thinks. There's nothing more to it than that, and you don't have to listen to it. If you don't like hearing about me, don't listen. That's what it's about. It's all about me and what I think. Now, you may get defensive and say, I'm attacking you for doing the very same thing. Well, no, because you're the one who's accusing people of all number of things that you weren't there to verify. And you conduct yourself like some sort of maverick private investigator when you don't know your fucking ass from your elbow. VC, give up on the Heather Wade abuse. You don't even know what happened, man. Tell me, why do you have an issue and everything has to go by what you believe when you talk about Heather Wade? You don't have a problem with believing that Heather Wade and Art Bell spent time on the phone together. What does your belief about what occurred have to do with what actually happened? Since when do you have all the facts? How do you know what even took place? You constantly go on and on and on about what you believe happened, what you believe didn't happen. But the fundamental truth of the matter is, neither you nor me was there. Neither I or you were there. And that's all it comes down to. Let's see if I can take one more segment.
The radio affiliations were descending drastically, losing any terrestrial radio stations they had started to get. They were leaving. And her subscriber base took a nosedive after Art left and was continuing to nosedive. And this was admitted by Heather Wade in the fall, the year before Art Bell died. So she said this on air, that she didn't know how much longer she would be able to stay doing MITD any longer, because the subscriber base was going down. And there wasn't the kind of support for her that they had all hoped for. So you see, Heather Wade sees this whole thing as a tragedy for herself. Art Bell's loss has to be a suicide as far as she's concerned, because this is the all-consuming aspect to her failures, the reasons why she isn't a success. And she is always looking to blame others for her mistakes. And this is easily seen in her radio shows that she's done, especially after Art Bell passed away. All her erratic behavior, even within a single show, a four-hour show, she'll contradict herself many times, seemingly opposing her own viewpoints, as if one is true, the other is false. They can't both be true because they oppose each other, her conflicting statements. So she doesn't know how to see the world from a real objective logical viewpoint. She just see things from her own hurt, and loss.
The irony is just too much here. You're doing the very same thing that you're accusing Heather of. Everything is about what you think, what you believe, what you know to be true. Fuck, dude, get a life. I'll be with you guys another time, but for now, that's all I have for you. Good night, everybody.
Choice was mine.